En so ons gaan kyk na Jesaja 55. Let's just read from it. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1 to 5. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you have no money. If you don't have money, come buy. If you don't have money, come eat. Come, buy wine, buy milk. Without money, and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen. This is the NIV. The New King James says, listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. Oor ons siele, wat die soggens uit die kooi wil opgaan nie. Wat so depressief raak. Dis mos jou siel. Wat so swaarmoedig is. Scripture says, give ear to me so that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love promised David. See, I have made him, that's now David, a witness to the people, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. I want to talk about the great invitation this morning. The first thing, five times it says in this particular prophecy, come. Vyf keer sê die Here, kom. It's an urgent invitation. It's a really urgent invitation. You know how many people miss that voice? They don't hear come. The only thing that they hear is bad, wrong, evil, you're useless. But they don't hear come. And what's interesting is the prophet says everyone is invited. He said, come everyone. Another way of God's urgency depicted in this scripture. I always say stats are for mathematicians. Statistieke is vir wiskundiges. God sê wie ook al, almal. God het die hele wêreld. God dink in persentasietjies. Hy dink groot, joh. Hy dink alles. Hy dink almal. En hy sê, kom. And then what's so beautiful is this invitation is free. You don't have to pay for it. There's no money. Now, I can tell you this. In Christian circles, it's really difficult for people to understand that the gift that God wants to give to you is free. You don't have to do anything. Jy hoef jou hoor te spring en die tromme harder te slaan nie, of 'n halwe split te doen nie. It's not going to get you saved. Het gaan nie red nie. Coming to church is not going to save you. Kerk te kom gaan nie red nie. Jy kan die hele jaar kerk loop. Then you still miss God's voice. Are you with me? It's a beautiful invitation. It's an urgent invitation and it's for free. But then, this invitation also speaks of wine and milk. It's an invitation to abundance. Onthou julle wat God gesê het, luister, julle gaan aan die land van honing en melk toe. Baie ouens dink is die land van wyn. Ons kan seker die elleboog hoog lig. Ouens dink mos so, né? Manne gebruik skriffies om hulle sondes mooi te poeier. Ek mag so lyk want die Bybel sê mos so. But it's an invitation to abundance. And a lot of people at this stage are not experiencing abundance, but God wants us to be abundant. It's an abundant thing. Jy kan nie na die Here toe kom en nie oorvloedigheid ervaar nie. En as ek sê oorvloedigheid, of as skrif sê oorvloedigheid, dan dink jy westerse wêreld in terme van geld en materiële dinge. En dit is nie so nie. Dis 'n deel daarvan. Dis 'n deel daarvan. En is belangrik dat ons daai deel so raak sien en daai deel so verstaan. Hulle soek hulle ouma, daar is hulle ouma. Jy weet, en dis so pragtig. Ek voel ek moet 'n waarskuwing uitgooi. Dat as ons sy stem herken en verstaan dat dit God is wat roep, dat ons nie net vir die wyn en die melk moet gaan nie. Daar's 'n persoon wat dit gee. Dis die prys. Maar daar's 'n sleutel wat ek wil hê julle moet verstaan. Die sleutel sê listen, diligently listening, so that your soul will have. Dis 'n baie belangrike sleutel, en dit is 'n groot deel van waaraan ons die jaar gaan tyd spandeer. Baie mense kom na my toe en dan moet ek vir hulle antwoorde gee, en dan vra ek vir hulle, het julle al by die Here gehoor wat die Here sê? En dan kyk hulle my met snaakse oë aan. Ek kan net bevestig wat die Here al reeds in jou hart doen. Ek kan vanoggend net preek wat die Here al reeds vir jou gesê het en in jou hart doen. Want hy gaan eers met jou praat. En is vir my skokkend hoeveel Christene nie die dissipline van luister kan beoefen nie. By die Here sit, hoor wat hy sê vir 'n spesifieke situasie, en dan doen wat hy van julle en van my verwag. Want dit bring lewe. Weet julle wat? Dit wat ons wil weggooi van die Here af, wil nie hê dit moet vrotter met ons gaan of slegter met ons gaan nie. Dis 'n bysaak. Enigiets wat vir my en jou van die Here wil weggooi, wil daai kosbare luister, daai pa-seun ontbytverhouding, hy wil daai verhouding middeldeur sag. Want as hy dit reg kry, dan gebeur die ander baie natuurlik. En in hierdie hele uitnodiging sê Jesaja, luister. Listen. So that your souls may live. Dis 'n dissipline wat ons mekaar in gaan moet help. Dis 'n dissipline waarin ons gaan moet sit en ons gaan sê, weet jy wat, eerlik moet vir mense begin te sê, luister, ek het nie 'n antwoord vir jou vir die saak wat jy by my sê, maar ons gaan die Here moet vertrou. En dan gaan ons bid, en dan gaan die Here binne die volgende 5 minute gaan hy vir ons twee antwoord gee. En dan gaan ons sê, luister, dis wat ons voel die Here sê, en so gaan ons hom doen. Want dit bring rus en vrede. Die tweede gedeelte gaan ons verder lees, dit gaan oor seeking the Lord. Ons lees nou weer verder vanaf vers 6 tot 9. Ek doen vanoggend die hele Jesaja 55. Dit sal gou gaan. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says God. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And the reason why God wants us to listen, because he wants us to seek his thoughts. Soek die Here se gedagtes op. And you can understand now that God is not into answering casual people. Casual. Traak my nie agterige houding in antwoord soek en in wysheid soek. God never declares his thoughts to casuals. He declares his thoughts to people that diligently seeks him. People that sit and listen to his voice, in recognizing to what he is saying to them exactly at one point. Nou ek weet, dit klink eenvoudig, maar wat ek nou vanoggend sê, weet ek, is vir soveel mense vreemd. Dis regtig vir hulle vreemd, julle. Let's go on. Seek his thoughts. Seek his thoughts and his ways. And then an important key there is repentance. No Christian can grow if he does not know how to repent. Full stop. There's a lot of things go around about grace, and grace is an important thing. Jy weet die genade boodskap. Maar ek dink ons praat te min oor bekering. It's repentance. Turning away from your sin. It's an important key to repent of the things that we've done wrong. It's a really important key there. Isaiah says, let the wicked man forsake his ways. Let the unrighteous become righteous. So that we can see the great invitation. And it will all make sense now. I'm just going through this, doing an exegesis of what is important here. And then as we read on, Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 to 11, we read again now, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God's word is truth. In other words, in that place where you recognize the voice, you come, you must say that I'm thirsty. Niemand van ons, ek ingesluit, kan hierdie dringende uitnodiging aanvaar en ervaar as ons nie vir God sê ons is dors nie. Come, everyone who's thirsty. You must recognize the thirst. You must diligently listen. And after you've diligently listened to what God wants to say to you, if there's anything wrong in your life and anything wrong in my life, we must repent of it. And after we've repented of it, God will speak a word to you, a word in season, a word krachtig, an intimate knowledge. When we think of knowledge, we think of facts or fiction. That's what we think of when we think of knowledge. But when Scripture speaks of knowledge, it speaks of an intimate relationship with Scripture. Jy moet 'n verhouding met Skrif hê. Dit klink simpel, né? As ek dit so sê, jy moet 'n verhouding met Skrif hê. Maar Skrif moet in jou hart en in jou gedagtes oppop. Because God's word does not return void. The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. An intimate knowledge of the truth will set you free. Nothing else can set you free. An intimate knowledge of truth will set you free. Nie sensasie nie of 'n boekie. Maar wanneer God daai pragtige kosbare woord in jou hart fluister en hy sê vir jou, jy spandeer te min tyd met my. Ek wag vir jou elke oggend, maar jy kom nie uit nie. It's a simple word, but it's the word of truth. It goes straight to your heart, it convicts. And then the joy of transformation. Look what the scripture teaches now. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12 to 13. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree. Instead of the briers and the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. Obedience to God's word leads to peace and joy. Even nature, as we see there, is subjected to the authority of Scripture. I can remember one evening at an intercession, it was a really dry summer, and all the farmers in the surrounding Worcester area, they were struggling, and we were praying that evening that it will rain. It was summer like this, no cloud in the sky. That evening, At 11:30, it started raining in Worcester. Ek het kaal wil hê buite gaan staan. Because even nature must submit to the authority of God's scripture if you and I, we pray it. Julle het Narnia gekyk, né? Julle het gekyk waar Aslan vir die water sê, luister, kom. And now we just annihilated the enemy. You saw what Moses did and Joshua when the Jordan parted in the Red Sea and they walked through it. You saw and you read about it. And the reason why I say so, want ons almal is so, as ons iets lees in die Bybel, onmiddellik gee die Heilige Gees jou prentjies oor hoe dit gelyk het. Take it as of the Holy Spirit. Receive it. You saw what Joshua did when they fought against the men of Ai. He called the sun to stand still. Hy het vir die son gesê, luister, stand still, as moet dit die manne doodmaak, jong. Ons gaat hulle in die nacht kry nie. To staan die hele universe still. At the command of that word which God said, it's a great invitation. En ek weet, vanoggend toe ek hier kom, sê die aanbiddingsspan weer, hulle het weer so 'n wave weer gesien. The wave is coming. And we need to be prepared. In other words, if you don't have a surfboard, if you're going to tan in the sun with 7 cupcakes and your 2-liter Coke, the wave's going to hit you. But if you see him coming, you're prepared, you've got your boogie board, your boogie shorts, your surfboard. When that wave comes, you're on that wave. You can ride that wave. But you know what? A lot of people, if they're not going to, you know, wake up, they're going to miss this great invitation. They're going to miss this wave, which is already here, I believe. The authority of Scripture. So, practically, what does this practically mean for us? The first thing, the word will change the roots and give good fruits. That's fine. Can we go to, I want to end off now, the practical challenges. Stop rationalizing your sin and deal with it. Stop rationalizing your sin, deal with it. Was it altyd 20 redes wat hoekom ons onbeskof kan wees, nie? Toe sê ek mos vaar. En ons sit mos aankies op jyp, want ons het mos nou vaar lekker gesê. Ons het 20 redes oor hoekom ons verkeerd kan optree. Ons moet nie ons sonde rationaliseer. Don't rationalize this and deal with it. That is why Isaiah says, when you come, you sit down and you listen to what God says. God says you must diligently listen, 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 so that your soul may live. And a lot of people, their souls can't live because they don't want to listen. And when God does speak about the thing that is wrong in their life, they have 20 reasons on why they could do it, why they should do it, and why we all can do it. But they don't want to deal with the issue. And so because they don't want to deal with the issue, it's really difficult to experience the abundance of God. Secondly, do not blame others for the sin in your life. See, ander mense se skuld dat ek en jy verkeerd doen nie. Dis nie ander mense se skuld dat ek en jy verkeerd doen nie. Ons moenie meer ander mense blameer nie. Vir waar ons is nie. You will miss the great invitation if you go on that route. You will miss the great invitation. You won't hear the come. You won't see the freedom. You won't experience the wine. And I can sense within my spirit there's a lot of people angry with me now for saying that. Wees maar kwaad vir my. Liewes nou as daai dag. As die Here dit vir jou sê. As hy vir jou sê. Because then it's too late. So wees liefes vies maar vir my. Ek het right. It's right. Face what is going on in your heart at this moment. Confront it, acknowledge it, and repent if sin becomes conscious. It's a really simple thing. You know what difficult situations does? Temptation. You know what temptation does? You know what difficult situations does? It always surfaces the things that is rotten within your heart. Is it mooi nie? It's mooi nie. It's not a paar mense met my saamstem. Maar rowwe situasies, druk, maak dat dit wat vrot is in ons hart na boe kom. Nou, dit wat na boe kom, dis die Here. Jy moet net die daai ding ignoreer nie, en jy moet net die ander mense daarvoor blameer nie. Maar jy moet dit konfronteer. Jy moet dit, as jy dit konfronteer, moet jy dit erken. En dan moet jy vir die Here sê, luister Here, ek kom vra vir u vergifnis vir die verkeerde ding in my lewe. Jy moet mooi hoor wat ek sê. Want jou planne wat jy beraam om van hy ding ontslaat te raak, hy planne van jou gaan faal, want jy wil uit jou vlees uit doen. Jy moet eers in die stilte van jou binnenkamer op jou knieën doen. Nou dit kry mense nie reg, en dis hoekom hulle die groot uitnodiging mis. Want jy moet gaan sit, dan moet jy eers vir die Here sê, Here, ek is jammer oor hierdie ding. Dit het my hele lewe opgemors nou hier. Maar ek kom bring het na u toe en ek vra vergifnis. Net u kan vergifnis en die genesing in my hart bring. Ek kan nie, die pastoor kan nie, die kursus kan nie, u kan. Die kursus en die pastoor is mense wat my ondersteun. Ons bied ondersteuning, God gee die genesing. Ek kan nie genesing gee nie. Is dit 'n pragtige uitnodiging nie? Dit is die moeilike deel van die uitnodiging, want weet julle hoekom is hy? Want dit maak het vir ons baie duidelik dat die uitnodiging gratis is. Nie my kursus, jou kursus kan dit doen nie. En as niks fout met kursus nie, asseblief. Ek het die grootste respect vir ordentlike kursusse in plekke waar ons mense kan ondersteun. Maar as ons nie vir mense hierdie dinge en hierdie dinge mee help nie, dan is dit probleem. En nou moet julle mooi verstaan, vir baie mense is dit moeiliker, want die trauma in hulle lewe was net groter. Trauma, die Here het nou baie met my oor trauma gepraat. Trauma laat jou liggaam in skok gaan. Jou liggaam gaan in skok van al die jare se pak wat jy vat. En ons het maniere hoe ons daarmee koop. Die Engelse woord sê het vir my lekker koop. Afrikaans het nie vir my so lekker woord nie. En ons het klomp maniertjies. Nou as jy vers 2, kan jy gou vir my vers 2 weer gooi, hein, asseblief man, jammer, ek gooi nou vir jou op en af, en rond en bond. Why do you spend your money on what is not bread? Al jou methodes, wat Jesaja sê, al jou methodes en jou tegnieke wat jy hier beplan, jy spandeer het op goed wat jou nie helpie. En jy werk hard vir goed wat jy vir jou rus. Nou, jylle kan jylle self, jy nie vir jenselwig nie. Jy probeer en jy probeer, maar jy kom neer en sê. Ons allemaal kan daarmee, nie. En dis een frustrerende plek om te wees. Oeh, daar wil jy moet sommer op hoe Christen wees. En ek moet op hoe kerk loop. En ek gaan ek nou nie myself toe nie. En as een van hulle my nou in piek en pie kry, dan gaan ek die waantjie omdryf, en ek wil ook nie met hulle praat. Nie. En ek gaan in een kouksuiperij, en ek eet chocolates. Ons allemaal het moos hoe ons maniertjies hoe ons koop. Ek isoleer my, of ek loop nou dikbek rond vir allemaal. Groet ook nou niemand meer nie. Nee. Jy weet, God sê, hoekom spandeer jy al jou krag en jou tyd op goed wat die werk jy? Hey, ek sê, dan kom verniet. Verniet beteken, jy is eerlik met wat in jou hart nou en aangaan, en ek doen die rest vir jou. Inteendeel, ek het die rest lang al gedoen. Dis net, jy besef het die. Kan ons gou weer gaan, ek moet nou klaar maak. Die laaste ene. Then you must invoke God's presence in your life. Accept God, invite and celebrate who you are. What does invoking God's presence mean? Jy moet aandring op sy teenwoordigheid. Hoe rof het ook al gaan, en noem jy sy naam Jesus, nou, jy sien, dis baie moeilik. vir mense en wanneer taf gaan net te sê, Here, ek weet iets by my, ek staan op die woord. Want dan moet ons nou eers eerensieke eers een wind waai. En dan moet iets so skit. Nou sê Here hier. Of een voeltje moet kom met twee snijkies brood in sy mond. Ek het die woord van die Here afgekry. Oeh, het is een wonderwerk. Baie mense kan nie net in die rofste van die rofste situasie staan en sê, Here, ek weet hier is hier. Hier glo in my. Ek weet die uitnodiging is van dit. En Here, ek stap een wenner hier uit. Al kry ek fysies hoe seer en al kry ek fysies hoe pak. God, I declare that in this situation. And then you must run with it. Ons gaan in meer situaties kom waar ons dit gaan moet reg kry. Meer verkeerd is reg. We're going to have to run with that word because that word will keep us standing because God says, my word will not return void. Dit kom nie leeg terug. Nie as ek hom vir jou gegee het and you invoke my presence in this situation. So, die dag wanneer jy jou hart vir die Here gee, that great invitation, dis die dag wanneer geneesing vir jou gees kom. Nou word jou gees niet gemaakt, wanneer jy sê, Here kom bly binnen in my, then you say, yes, I want to drink, I want to buy milk, I want to buy honey, whatever, I'm here. Then comes the healing into your spirit. Dis die een kant van die saak. So, daar's vanoggend mense hier, jy moet geneesing eers daar kry. The great invitation is you must first come to God because He wants to renew your spirit. Maak het sin wat ek sê? Dan is daar daarvan ons het al dit gedoen. We've said God and then God's spirit came, He touched your spirit and now Christ is in you. Daar is nou van ons is het, Christus is in jou. Maar dit is die probleem. En dis mos nou wat Tannie Susan se hart lê en Sonja se hart lê. As baie mense wat 'n groot hart het vir dit. Dis baie ander mense ook. Maar nou het jy soveel pak al gevat dat die trauma in jou brein en in jou emosies in jou hart, daai trauma is so groot. Jy kry nie oorwinning daar nie. But there's a great invitation for you also. Christ is already inside of you. En dis die probleem. Wanneer jy herinner word aan die trauma, wanneer jy herinner word aan die moeilike tye, wanneer jy herinner word aan die seer en die pyn in jou lewe, dan slaat jy toe soos 'n boek. Sommiges gaan in 'n paniekaanval, ander hardloop weer terug na hulle ou manier van dinge doen, sommiges isoleer hulle, ander verstoot mense, jy weet wat joune is. Ander spartel, want hulle dink hulle verdrink, soos Mario sê, hulle sien nie die helikopter nie. Hulle bak is gefokus op hulle kop is gefokus op hulle bak pap, hulle eet hom, maar hulle sien nie wat David sê, Jesus sit daar. Hulle voel alleen, wat in Boetie sê, kom. Hulle kan het nie sien nie, but Christ, there is, now, for you guys, whose spirit is renewed, you must invoke God's presence. Christ in me reigns, the Christ in me stands up, invoking His presence. Ek, die Here vat my nou deur die tyd, ne, waar ek prentjies sien, van wat met my gebeur het, as kind, as jongman, as Christen. En dan weet julle wat kom saam met daai prentjie, wie wil 'n kans vat? Wil jy kans van? Wat denk jy kom saam met die prentjie? Wat kom altyd saam met jou prentjies as jy het sien? The pictures that God shows you, what comes with that pictures? What have you noticed? Just in your life. The first part. I'm saying, in my life, God is bringing pictures of what happened to me. Real life situations. God has been bringing that up to me now a lot. And now my question is, what do you think comes with the pictures? Het het al met jou gebeur, dat God soeke prentjies? Nou wat kom saam met die prentjies? By jou? Often hurt. Saam met die prentjie kom een spesifieke pyn. You know, hy dacht dat hy ou so gemaakt het, en dan saam met dit wat jy nou, kry die pijn ook weer, hulle het my seer gemaakt.
Ja.
Yeah. As daar iemand enig iemand wat dit gebeur, gereeld, nou, can you give me by show of hands? Met wie het al gebeur? Met wie het al gebeur? Nou weet julle wat gebeur daar? That's part of the great invitation. That is part of God wants to heal your soul. En die seer, wat saam met die prentjie uitkom, wat sy nou hier sê, jy kan dit jieself opdinkie, want is te ver diep gebeure. Dis te diep gebeure. Dis nie die Heilige Gees wat jou daan kan herinner. It's part of the great invitation. En wat ek net, dis in die eyes, say, God, I'm sensing this, the person that did this to me, I forgive that person. Ek spreek vergifnis in Here, wat ek van hy persoon dink, forgive me also for what I thought of that person. And then I just say, God, I don't know when the pain is going to go away, but please deal with the pain. Because I can't. I'm too weak. Ek's te swak. Ek kan nie met die pain deal. Maar jy moet. En dan as ek klaar dit gedoen het, dan kry ek iemand, dan gaan vertel ek vir iemand daarvan, dan sê ek vir iemand, weet jy wat die Here het nou met dit gewys? En toe het ek dit gedoen. Ek wil net vir jou afvan sê, en ek wil, jy moet ook saam met my daar oor bid. And then all the negative stuff, we deal with it immediately. And then we speak life into it. In ander woorde, the anger, I don't speak anger anymore. I speak a godly understanding of the situation. And God, I pray that you will teach me to have godly anger. Pas mos 'n goddelike woede ook. Nee. Verkrachting is verkeerd. Ek haat dit. Daar's 'n goddelike woede teenoor dit. Maar die persoon wat dit doen, God must deal with him. And God must protect him. And God must save his soul. But the thing which he did, that is wrong. I can't hate the person, I must hate the sin. Are you with me? Because that's the way God operates. Then we deal with that. Then we invoke God's presence into that situation where we will say, God, you bring healing here. It's the long way, but this is the best way that we're going to teach our people and bring healing to this nation. There's no other way. But I'll tell you, it's worth it. It's so worth it. It's so worth it that God will come and heal all the scars, all the bad stuff, all the negative stuff, all the hurts, the pain, die seer wat die sin maak. En ek het al gesien in my eie lewe, my hele gelaatstrek verander. Mense sien sommer in my oor, luister, maar jy is anders, jong. En dan kyk jy, sê, jylle weet nie wat nou in die binnenkamer gebeur het, it was so awesome. Sometimes I'm just lost in God's wonder and in his word. I can't even explain, I'm just lost. Sometimes I stand there and I think, God, what you're doing in my life, it's so precious. Then I start weeping, ek huil net. But what I've learned, we can't rationalize our sins. We can't blame other people for where we are now. We repent, we acknowledge, we confront. And then we invoke God's presence. We say, God, you deal with this now. That is the practical part of this great invitation. Ek gaan nog baie oor praat hierdie jaar. En 'n ding wat ons gaan moet regkry, en hier gaan ek afeindig, baie Christene wil die geestelike kant van die ding reg doen, maar hulle wil nie daaroor gaan dinkie. Ons moet die goed deurdink. I'm the Lord your God. You must love me with your soul, with your mind, with your gedagtes. You must me love. We must think about this. We want to be super spiritual. We don't want to think it through. You know? You can't experience in the heart without your mind, because your mind will give you the picture. And so what I would suggest this morning, don't seek the feeling. Don't seek the way that you feel, that you've heard, that feeling, that emotion that comes with it. Don't seek that. Look at the picture, and the picture will tell you how you feel. You're with me? I'm just giving you practical advice. I'm teaching you how to pray this morning. Have you noticed? Ek praat eintlik oor stilte tyd vanoggend. 'N sekere vorm van stilte tyd. Where we say, God, I desperately need your answers to all life's tough questions. Ek leer eintlik om te bid. En dan leer ek eintlik hoe om saam met iemand te bid vir jou. So what are we going to do now? We're going to sing one song. We're going to ask God to surface all the hurts. Hy kan mos nou nie alles op een slag. Ek sê altyd, as die Here al die pyn in jou lewe op een slag moet wys, dan slak jy seker dood neer. Jy sal in 'n state of shock gaan. Nee, regtig. As jy al die seer op een slag moet ervaar uit jou kindertyd uit. Kyk, hy goed is mos nog gebeere, né? Tannie Susan, hy is diep gebeere as hulle almal so op een slag oppop. Jy weet, nou almal stel jy, I'm not a natural counselor. Natuurlik is my gawe nie berading nie. Ek is 'n exhorter. Ek wil altyd mense excited maak oor waar ons op pad is. But God has just been dealing with me in this area. And I just want to say this to all Christians, we must stop being softies. Wat bedoel ek daarmee? Ek moet alles doen. Ek moet portrette in my huis hang. Dan moet ek oor 'n mikrofoon praat. Ek moet my dogtertjie potty train. Ek staan saam met Tinus in faith vir sy motor. Dan moet ek diene beraad en counsel. Then I must worship with the worship band and be with them. I must do everything. At this stage in my life, I don't have a choice. I must. God will give me the grace to do it. Ask God to give you the grace to do everything. Jy's onderwyser, dan kom jy sing, dan is jy 'n pel, dan heil die pel, hy die pel op jou. Dan bel die pel kom in my huis toe, dan moet ons die duiwels uitdryf, en is bevryding, en ek weet nie wat, but we must do everything. We must do, because we're Christians. It's a lifestyle. We can't be softies. Natuurlik is daar goed wat jy baie makliker in is. Wat jy baie, jammer, wat jy baie makliker kan doen omdat jy natuurlik so aangelê is. But the stuff that you can't, you must ask God's grace. Ek is nie 'n goeie pa nie. By the grace of God I am. Hoor julle wat ek sê? Ek weet, dis 'n shocker vir baie mense. Maar ek het nou die dag net weer besef hoe kinders die selfsugtigheid in jou lewe vir jou uitwys. Dit jy sien net hoe selfsugtig jy is. It just naturally happens, you know. And our God has to teach you to lay your life down for your kids. To lay your life down for your husband or for your wife. It's a lifelong process that we grow into. So, I'm trusting God for that intimacy. That is what I'm trusting God for. That intimacy with him. Die ontbyt by die tafel. Die ek verdrink. Die helikopter. Ek gryp aan na. Die alleenheid. Here, hier sê ek, I'm trusting God that you will experience that this morning. What are we going to sing, David? What worship song? Hy gaan net goed daar kyk. Then we're going to sing that song. And then I'm just going to do what God asked me to do. Then I'm just going to make the great invitation. Ek gaan hom maak. En ek gaan jy vorentoe kom. And all that I'm trusting God for this morning. Whatever he says you must deal with this morning, deal with it this morning. Wat hy ook al vir jou sê, jy moet vanoggend mee deal. Just deal with it. to say, God, I'm standing here because of this. Whatever he wants you to say, say it. And then we're going to go back. And then we're going to trust God that he will show you you need to talk to about this. Vandaag nog. In service. He's just going to turn to a friend and you're going to just share something. What are we going to sing? Beautiful. You're beautiful. We're going to sing. Can we stand? Ek gaan net gou weer in Afrikaans verduidelik wat ons gaan doen. Laat die Here vir jou wys wat wil hy nou met jou in jou lewe mee deal. Okay. Laat hy dit net vir jou wys. Jy hoef niks te doen nie, hoor. Hy sal dit vir jou wys. Dit sal net baie natuurlik sal dit in jou gedagtes of in jou hart pop. It's you and him. Lekker.